defeat the North Central Jets by a score of 10-0. 10 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for Escudabo. 0-3-1. They got 3 hits? I only have them down for 2. I guess it doesn't matter, but I only see 2 base hits on this whole sheet, Scott. I don't know where the game changer has 3.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought there were 2 also.
Yeah. But Cannon pitched well. You obviously wanted to get a look at him, right? I said on the air, you never know when you're going to need somebody to come in and get an inning in a district game. I mean, you never know.
Yeah, and he's pitched more than you think right now. I'd have to check the stats, but I want to say he's got probably 16 innings total on the season.
Oh, that
now.
Many.
So yeah, more than you think. So he's pitched a couple of the games that you haven't been here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's done nothing but throw strikes, and you know, that's half the battle to be a freshman. Hey, a freshman to come up here for his first interview was a really big deal. So good for him. And hey, I mean, I've got 2 really solid freshman pitchers, you know, that I've gotten, you know, huge varsity innings between him and Lenny. And, you know, it's nice too. Jared's been home from college, so he's spent some time with those guys on their bullpen. So, you know, they've been working together, so that's really positive. You know, part of it too, like I said, we mentioned Chase on Saturday, but, you know, Chase has been lights out back there behind the plate. A couple high ones. Pankow got nailed
in
the game.
They got him good on the
But man, you know, it was just nice. I thought, you know, their kid was throwing pretty well. Did he strike out the side in the first inning?
I think it
was. And, you know, the kid's Bond comes up and hits the ball like it's no big deal. And then everybody else gets confidence from that. And so, you know, that was some really good momentum. We got an opportunity. You know, I wish I could have done it maybe a little bit earlier. Maybe get an extra inning. I was trying to get some kids in there at the end. I got some at-bats, but I wanted to get some kids an opportunity in the field. When you get games like this, it's really important that you do that. You know, I like the energy of our team right now. Something, I don't know. You know, it's not coaching. It's a little bit of everything. I think the kids, part of it, you know, like I said, I was fighting it all year that we were quiet in the dugout and we are nothing but loud down there and, you know, and into the game, not just being loud, but loud and actually, you know, everybody who's you know, sitting is into it. And
I noticed it in Manistique and then really noticed it in Gladstone and tonight even.
So, you know, I think the boys got together and realized that's something that we need to do to get better. And, you know, so that makes the game a lot more fun. It makes it a lot more interesting, you know, really good energy. And, you know, everybody's feeding off that and playing really good baseball right now. Tomorrow is a huge game. Really looking forward to it. You know, obviously it's a conference thing, but you're looking at Kingsford as far as, you know, first game of the districts here. And so, again, I'm sure they're playing the game just like we are. You know, I'm sure we're going to see Trevilian. You know, that first game
in the districts,
you know, and I'm pretty sure they're going to probably see Bond. And so we're not pitching Bond tomorrow. So we're all playing that game. And
nice win for them tonight.
Yeah, really nice win. And it made the conference a heck of a lot more interesting too. And you know, we're going to play tomorrow. We're going to give it our best. We're going to hope the forecast changes and we don't get rain on Saturday, because that's really important for us to play in the Sioux. And like I said, I'm having a ton of fun right now. The kids are having a ton of fun. We're playing really good baseball and things are good.
And the districts are here in the friendly confines.
Here on Friday, June 2nd. So looking forward to that. That's like I mentioned that before. It's when you get a district at home, you got to take advantage of it.
All right, Scott, give your shout-outs.
Shout out to, gosh, I don't know how many kids we had in the dugout today, because I had a lot of the JV kids up, but shout out to every single kid in there for bringing energy. And coaches, you know, all over it again today, you know, all the little stuff that nobody sees. Just appreciate time and efforts for everybody. And a pretty good crowd here today. It was really nice. Girls game, they had a doubleheader over there in Marquette, and you had a full parking lot, and that's those are little things in life that I appreciate, that a lot of people are enjoying, not just baseball, but softball in this area. And a lot of those people came over to our game. And so I appreciate the people coming out.
Hey, kudos, Ashton Remkos, 3-2 pitch, 2 out.
I'm going to tell you what I told him. So I said, Ashton, I said, we're not walking off on a walk. I said, you're going to either hit the ball or you're going to strike out, but we're not walking off on a walk. And so he told me, I said, Ashton, how far outside was that thing? And he said, Coach, it was pretty far outside.
It was going to be a walk.
Yeah, it was going to be a walk. And so kudos to Ashton. And honestly, I told the boys after, I said, you know, I said, that's something we work on in practice, actually, opposite field drill. And I said, our varsity guys, you know, we don't always do that very well. And I said, we learned something from our freshman today. And so shout out to Ashton for a good at bat there.
All right. Good luck tomorrow. I'll be with the girls for their broadcast tomorrow. So good luck against the Flivers.